Okay, this is a quiz this morning. 8,000. You know what that means? Oh, you guys are good. Those who answered said, about 8,000 people in our immediate area, in our ministry area, within 2 or 3 miles of our church, who have no connection to any worshiping community. There are about 12,000 people in that area, but there are 8,000 who have no connection. Now, there are probably a whole variety of reasons for that. Some of them may be new to our area and may be looking for a way to make friends. Some of them may have no transportation, so they can only go as far as they can walk or as far as somebody will bring them. Others are absent and are longing for something that they don't even know what they're looking for. Some of them may be wondering what the purpose is for their lives. Some of them may be wondering, is there any meaning in all of this? And we have answers to so many of those questions. We know the love of God in our lives. We know how precious each one of us are. We know that God has a plan for our lives and a purpose for our lives. We know that this community of people is not perfect by any means, because I'm a part of it, but it is a community. It is a group of people who love each other, who try to care for each other, and together seek to find and live God's purpose for our lives. And not to share this message with those 8,000 people so close to us is like knowing where there's a great banquet set and not telling hungry children where to find it. Today, we continue looking at the vision that God has given us for this church. And the third component of that vision is a focus on the community. I am convinced that God is calling us to grow internally as disciples, to grow deeper and deeper in Jesus. I am convinced that God is calling us to express and to show hospitality in anything we do, in any event that happens in this church or outside of this church. And I am convinced that Jesus is calling us to focus on those people who don't yet know him. Jesus' words in John 20 that Birgit just read for us begin with this: as the Father has sent me, so I send you. That was the call that Jesus gave to his immediate group of disciples. As God sent me into the world, he said to them, I'm sending you. I'm sending you to continue my ministry. These words were spoken just before the cross. And those words have echoed down through the centuries. And he's saying to each one of us, even today, as the Father sent me, so I'm sending you. And I think that as we look at Jesus' life, especially as it's recorded in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, there are some interesting points of his life, and we can observe ways that he fulfilled his Father's command, and they model for us ways that we can fulfill his command in our lives. The first observation I have is that throughout those four books, those records of Jesus' life on this earth, we find him gathering with God's people on the Sabbath, on the day of worship. We find them saying, Jesus was in the temple, as was his custom. Jesus went up to the temple on the Sabbath, as was his custom. So you know that it was a regular thing for Jesus. Jesus took the time always to gather with God's people, to hear the scriptures and to be reminded so that his faith could be built up in the company of the people of God. And if we are to answer his call to go and be sent into the world as his Father sent him, it's very important that we gather together and that we help each other on this road of life, that we help each other on this path of discipleship. My second observation, when it comes up, is that Jesus went to the people wherever they were. We find him in the temple or in the synagogue on the Sabbath, but more of the stories that we find in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John show Jesus out just among the people wherever they were, sitting by a well when the local female outcast comes to draw water in the heat of the day. That was unusual, and the scripture noted that, because women mostly came in the early morning when it was cool to fill their huge jars of water. But apparently she didn't want to meet up with those other women who probably would have whispered about her during that time in the morning, so she waited till no one else was there, she thought. But she met Jesus there, and Jesus talked with her. We find Jesus out on the hillside teaching people. We find Jesus by the lakeside with the fishermen as they were mending their nets, talking to them, answering questions, relating to them. We find Jesus wherever the people were. And Jesus says to us, "As the Father sent me, so I send you." And so Christy Musselman has heard that call. And this past week, for the first time, she met with a group that she's calling Seamless, because they're talking about the seamless story of God being at work among his people. They met at the summit this week. And hopefully that will be able to attract some people who maybe would never set foot inside this church. But if it is only church people, the other advantage of that is that maybe someone will overhear there in that public place. We have gone out as a church at National Night Out and provided food and given away all the children's Bibles that we had and some of the adult Bibles that we had on that evening. We provided games. We were in conversation with people. Our Soul Food Ministry takes food out to people. We are already out there in the community. And so with this community focus, we're asking, Jesus, where else do you want us to go? What else do you want us to do? Because Jesus said, as the Father sent me, so I'm sending you. And finally, the third observation that I want to share with you is that Jesus created relationships of caring and trust with people. He didn't just lay his message on them without first knowing them. And so for those who were sick, he offered healing. For those 5,000 hungry people on that hillside one day, he offered food. He got to know people. He talked to the widow who had lost her son. He spoke to people. He cared about them, because that saying is absolutely true. They don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And really, that is the only reason for us to share the name of Jesus, because we care. Because we care about people who are lonely. We care about people who are hungry. And we care about more than their physical being. We also care about their spirits, their souls, what they are longing for. And so those people who are out there need it as much as we need it. And so we not only share with physical needs, but we share the name of Jesus who can feed their souls. And so as we focus on the community, Jesus gives us a very clear call. Care for the needs of the people. Let people know how important they are. And speak the name of Jesus as you do. Our council has set this vision before our staff. And the one very specific thing that they added to this vision is that we have learned here in the Northern York County area, as our former director of serving ministries, Laurie Murray, gathered the helpers together here in this area, we have learned that a great need in this area is a need for transportation. There are people who could drive at one time who can no longer drive. There are people who don't own cars. And so they can't care. These people can't care for the simplest needs of their lives, like going to the grocery store, like getting to doctor's appointments. And so one thing the church council has said is, let's try to respond to that in some way. Oh, we can't care for all the needs, but there are people in our church who like to drive. And so we can match them up with people who need a ride. And that is one thing in our community focus, one new thing that we're going to be looking at as we seek to care for people. And you know how it is when you're riding in a car with your teenager or young adult. You know, when you're face to face with them, they won't talk to you. They'll just, and if you try to talk to them, sometimes they'll just like roll their eyes. But if you're in the car with them and you're looking ahead, driving the car, they will tell you, at least mine will, all kinds of things. And it could be that way in a transportation ministry as well. Just as you're driving along, talking about their life, talking about what's happening in their life, sharing that your faith is a part of what gets you through in your life. Jesus said, "As the Father sent me, so I send you." And he models that being sent. Recharging, gathering together with God's people, then going out to wherever people are and being in relationship with them. So the what of our vision is community focus. The why is because Jesus showed us and modeled it for us. And the how is yet to be spun out, but we'll be working on it. And the one thing that we really need to know as we go out is that Jesus is already there. Jesus is already at work in their lives. He didn't stop after his resurrection going out among the people. And the people that we meet may not be able to name, what is that tug at my heart? What is that emptiness I feel inside? But if we are open and if we are looking for opportunities, we can help them name and claim the answer to their questions. And so we have already been engaging in the community and we're asking as a church, where else do you want us to go? And we're hoping as individuals that we can teach one another how to be open to the opportunities that Jesus is presenting to us just as we go about our everyday life. Now, I have to confess to you that sometimes I'm open and sometimes I'm not. I had an experience at the grocery store. I was wearing one of our VBS t-shirts, and it was that black one that kind of looks like it has a Batman on the front. And I was pretty focused on getting my, because I always go to the grocery store late at night. So I was pretty focused on getting my groceries into my car. And the guy who collects the carts came by and took my, he said, "Here, I can take that." And he said, "Whoa, that's an interesting t-shirt, especially for an old woman, you know, Batman t-shirt." He didn't say that, but I bet he was thinking it. And I said, "Oh yeah, this is our vacation Bible school t-shirt," and got in my car and started driving away and thought, darn, it was late at night. That kid wasn't doing anything. I could have talked to him. But I missed the opportunity. At another time, another grocery store story, usually late in the evening, I was buying 100 hamburgers for National Night Out. And as I was going through the checkout line, the guy that was checking me out said, "Boy, you must be having a picnic." And I said, "Well, no." I said, "Our church is sharing food at National Night Out. And so some of us are contributing, and I'm just giving hamburgers." And he said, "Wow, where's that?" And I said, "Well, it's at Fairview Park. We're in Fairview Township. I'm at Fishing Creek Salem Church out here in Edders." And so we just had a little bit of a conversation about that. The next time I was in the grocery store, about the same time of the evening, I went through the same checkout line. And I said to the guy, "Geez, I seem to get you every time." And he said, "Oh, yeah, you're the hamburger lady." And he said, "How did that go?" And then I was able to talk about National Night Out, and we had a chance to bless the community with I think it was 900 hamburgers and 900 hot dogs, and it was a great evening. And so on that occasion, I was able to kind of have my antennas up and to do it. But, you know, if we begin the day by saying, "Jesus, use me today. Make me available of the little and the big opportunities that you're going to give me," it kind of opens us up. It puts up our antennas, and we catch. Sometimes we don't, but more often we will catch those opportunities to care about someone, to help someone who dropped something in the grocery store to pick it up or along the street, to have a conversation. And when the Holy Spirit nudges us to respond and to name the name of Jesus or share the blessing that our church can be. Because the other part of that scripture reading for this morning is that Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." The Holy Spirit is out there. The Holy Spirit of Jesus is already at work, and the Holy Spirit lives within us. And so when we invite him, he will speak to us. He will open our eyes. He will show us the opportunities to be sent, just as Jesus was sent. So I pray that that will be a part of something that we can learn together as we focus on those, how many people? 8,000 people within just a few miles of our church. Let us pray. Jesus, will you open our eyes to the needs and opportunities right here in our community? Will you help us as a church to see where we can make a difference in your spirit and in your name? Will you teach us as your followers to develop relationships in which we care enough not only to share for physical needs, but to share the life-giving hope and love that come only from you? Amen.